you know there's one area of God's blessing in your life that involves other people? Stay tuned as Kenneth teaches from God's Word about the power of agreement in finances. Next on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
I was one day praying. I said, "Oh God, oh God, we need more power. Oh God, help us receive more power in this ministry." And finally, he shut that unbelief down. And he said, "Well, Kenneth, where would you suggest I go to get it?" I knew I was had right then. He wasn't about to let me off that easy. No, no. He said, "Kenneth, who can I turn to and say, Kenneth needs more power?" And he just kept on and kept on and just one scripture after another, just goading me with it. He said, "Son, I've already given you myself, and you talking to the top right now." He said, "There's nowhere I can go to get you more power. What's the matter with the Holy Ghost? What's the matter with the power in the name of Jesus?"
Hallelujah.
Well, by this time I shrunk up to about this tall. But that's traditional praying and traditional thinking.
Yeah.
Yes, right.
Well, I don't feel powerful, so I need more power. Now, you don't need more power. You need to use what you have. The key issue is always faith in God. Say it. Faith in God. Now, this is most particularly true when it comes to the financial realm. There is one unique thing about financial prosperity and increase that makes it different from, say, using faith and believing God, receiving healing, or other situations. Now, the faith is the same. Same faith for finances, same faith. It's the same faith you got born again with. Amen. And that's the biggest miracle you will ever experience. That's the best there is. All else is secondary to what happened to you when you received Jesus as your Lord and Savior and became a new creation in Him. Glory to God. Say, "I'm a new creature."
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The unique thing about the financial material world is you can't function there by yourself. It's just simple as that. Brother Wallace,
yes, sir.
You can go somewhere and get healed and nobody but you and Jesus be there. I mean, you can do that. You know,
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I've done that, haven't you? Yeah,
amen.
Just receive from Him.
Amen. Yes, sir.
But you can't buy something by yourself. You can't sell something by yourself. You got to have somebody to buy it from, somebody to sell it to. If you're just buying and selling from yourself, you're going to be out of business here really, really quick. See, you can't give by yourself. You can't receive by yourself. And what makes it unique, and we're going to see something about this here in just a few minutes. What makes it unique is whomever you're in transaction with has some effect on your faith. Amen. It has effect in your life and what you're believing for. Now, particularly if you're expecting someone to set themselves in agreement with you, according to the 18th chapter of Matthew, 18, 19, 21st. And that's a big, big part of the financial system of the kingdom of God. And you remember that Jesus said, "Whatsoever you bind on earth, be bound in heaven. Any two of you agree together." According to anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For when two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Now, people have used that verse, you know, well, glory to God. Now, we've got almost a house full of people tonight, and Jesus has to be here because we're all here in his name. Well, of course, that's true, but that's not the setting that this verse is teaching us. He is there to carry out that agreement. Amen. He is there to back you and me in our binding of Satan and shutting his operation down where our operation is concerned. Any two of you on earth, isn't that what he said? Any two of you on earth, you have to be on earth to qualify. Now, if you were two astronauts on the moon, well, yeah, see, this wasn't involved back when that scripture was written. But you are from earth, and wherever you go is connected to earth, so it still qualifies. Amen. Hallelujah. But after you get to heaven, who cares? And when you get to hell, all agreeing in the world ain't going to change anything down there. So you have to be on earth or earth representative. Praise God. Yes. Amen. So, to carry out that agreement. Well, what is an agreement? A biblical agreement. Any two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask. Anything that they shall ask. It shall be done by my Father who is in heaven. Then how are we ever going to come to grounds for that kind of agreement? Don't even attempt that operation unless you, both of you, standing on the very word of the living God. See, God's word is the central piece of our prayer life. You're trying to pray without the word of God, you're just wasting your time. You'll get over in tradition, and you get over into that, the end of that flesh, carnal, mental world, that Satan will whip you. He is a past master at conning us out of everything we have in the carnal world. But you keep him over in the arena of faith, you'll whip him every single time. You will take him down every single time. He can't stop it from coming to pass if you get in agreement. He can't. But now here's... I've had this happen to me a number of times. Particularly if the thing that we're agreeing together concerning is anything more than just real easy stuff. Something that's good and well, this is going to take God to do it. Well, that's wonderful, because that's when he gets the glory. Amen. And so we go through everything, you know, and even write it all down. And should. Wonderful. And we put this petition together, and I sign it, and then you sign it, and I hand it to you. I say, praise God, it's done, isn't it? Well, Brother Copeland, I sure do hope so. Just forget it. You didn't agree. You just dumped me in the grease. You didn't agree. You hoped so. Let me tell you something. When we made arrangements for this venue, there had to be contracts signed. You understand? And there were certain financial things... And that had to be agreed on, and there's certain performance had to be agreed on their side and on our side. And then you get through and sign up all of that thing, and they say, okay, we will have so many thousands and thousands of dollars on a certain date here. I sure do hope so. Are you kidding me? They look at you like, go back under your rock, boy. You ain't coming here. No. See, you didn't agree. There was no agreement there. Now, once the agreement then is settled, it's good to always and continually minister to your faith and feed your faith on the foundation of that agreement. The scriptures that you stood upon, the scriptures, the Word of God, that guarantees you the answer to that agreement. When you have a guarantee, it's easy. Because Satan's going to mess with your mind if he can. You don't really think that's going to come to be. Come on, Copeland. You don't really think that's going to be. No, I don't, Satan. I don't think that's going to come to pass. I know it's coming to pass. Amen. I have good reason to believe that it's coming to pass. Well, what makes you think that's going to come to pass? I don't think it. I know it. Jesus said right here in his word, and then give him all three or four or five scriptures. Amen. God's word is always, are you listening to me? I guess always means the same thing in Ohio that it does in Texas. God's word is always the answer to the prayer. Always. His word is always, and if you don't have the answer before you pray it, you're not ready to pray. Oh, God, what am I going to do? That's not a prayer. That could be labeled anything, really, you know, depending on what you're squalling about. Now, I'm not talking about sudden attacks and emergency situations. Amen. But if you just immediately start crying and carrying on, and oh, God, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? What am I going to do? You're losing the fight already. That's where faith training comes in. Because the first words that come out of your mouth are what's going to come to pass. Amen. So, stay prepared all the time. If you wait until an emergency comes to begin feeding your faith, you better go find you somebody else that can help you till you're in a place where you get your faith up and get it activated, get it back on the word again. Amen. All right. Let's go once again to 2 Corinthians chapter 8. Beginning with the first verse. Moreover, brethren, we do you to know of the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia. Now, you can read this in the Amplified translation, the classic edition of Amplified, the old one, not that new one. The grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia, arousing them to give. How that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy. Now see, you can have abundance of joy right in the middle of a great trial. Had they not been walking in the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness. Amen. Had they not been walking in the fruit of the Spirit, they never would have partaken of the grace. Amen. Because unless you're walking in the fruit of the Spirit, faith is very feeble. Because faith works by love. Amen. See, it's God's faith, and God is love. So faith works by love. And Romans 4:16 said, therefore it is by faith that it might be by grace. Oh. Boy, I just get to talking about grace. It just really gets all over me. Because, I don't go into that. But, amen. Hallelujah. No love, no faith, no faith, no grace. No grace, I don't even want to go there. Boy, that's dangerous. Very dangerous place to be. Amen. So, now, look at this. In a great trial, not a trial, a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty. They were not just having a bad year. This was deep poverty. Abounded unto the riches of their liberality. So, verse 3, for their power I bear record, yea, and beyond their power, they were willing of themselves, praying us with much entreaty that we would receive the gift. They are begging, the apostle to allow them to give in this offering. Now, what stirred them up? Grace. Why? God is moving toward them, not just to deliver them from this famine situation that's hit that place, but to deliver the whole area. It should never be the government's job to change the economy of a nation. No, no. This should be among the people upon whom the blessing rests. Praise God. To stir that blessing up. Glory to God. And turn the whole place around. Glory to God. You remember Abram, later became Abraham. Great famine hit. He went to Egypt. Well, this was at the beginning times of his walk of faith with God. And at that time, he didn't know very much about living and walking by faith. He was willing. So God agreed with him, and he went to Egypt. God took care of him in Egypt. But then years and years and years and years and years later, the famine hit again. And Isaac just did, you know, decided he'd just do what Daddy did back there years ago. He'd just go to Egypt. And the Lord stepped in and said, no, no. I don't want you going to Egypt. I want you to stay here. You stay here and you do what I tell you to do. Why? God is going to use Isaac and his faith to stop this famine. God is never interested on anybody anywhere starving to death. You understand? For any reason. I don't care who they are. So, and you know the story. I mean, he started digging wells and bringing water wells in. Glory to God. And one right after another, he'd dig a well and they'd take it away from him. He'd dig a well and they'd take it away from him. Well, that's what he's supposed to do. And it finally came to the place where it looked like the famine was broken. It was still there, but the blessing of Abraham on Isaac. You go back and read this in the Chumash and Jewish history concerning this. And I mean, the place was prospering again. There was water. The fruit trees were blooming again. And so, man, you know, what do we need with this guy? What, you know, and he had prospered to where he was richer than the king. And that kind of upset the deal, you know. So they went to him and said, come on, just get on out of here. We don't need you. He left. The famine was still there. It hadn't been broken. It had been overcome. Now, see, this is part of spiritual laws. And you need to understand this kind of thing. Let's say I'm flying an airplane. We know the law of gravity works, right? It'll work for sinner or saint. It'll work for anybody, anywhere, anytime. You haven't gotten up lately and there be a gravity alert. Or be sure if your child weighs under 50 pounds, they wear a gravity belt today because it's dipped in a low in our area and we don't want your children floating away. Say, Brother Copeland, that's stupid. It's stupid only because you understand that's a law. If you didn't understand that, that might sound all right to you. Well, the laws that caused an airplane to fly were here all the time. Wilbur Norville got in contact with those laws. A 747 would have flown just as good in 1617 as it does in 2017. But nobody understood the laws. There was the law of gravity, and it was ruling everything. Until a couple of guys from somewhere in Ohio got in touch with the law of lift, where thrust overcomes drag, and manipulation of high and low pressure systems, and all of a sudden, this thing will leave the ground. Amen. The law of lift, it did not get rid of the law of gravity, it superseded it. I want you to get this now. Are you listening to me? Say we climbed to altitude. We're flying along here, 10,000 feet. Everything's happy. And the engine quits. Now, there are people that don't understand these laws that think the airplane just says, uh-oh, and just sticks up like a dart somewhere. No, the airplane wants to fly. It don't want to go. It doesn't want to crash. It was not built to go crashing. It was built to go flying. But it's going to begin a descent to keep enough speed to keep the law of lift in operation. And like a friend of mine had just trained a man to taught him how to fly. And this guy, he's a funny guy anyway. And on the day after he got his private license, of course, he had him a trip plan. He won't go somewhere with his new pilot's license, you know. And so he took Harvey with him, and they were going fishing somewhere or whatever it was. And they took off in his little airplane, and they just climbed up to 7,000 feet, and the engine quit. And this guy, he just froze. And he turned around there to Harvey and said, what are we going to do? Harvey said, we're going to land. See, you have an answer when you understand the law. What are we going to do, Brother Copeland? We're going to have faith in God. Yeah, but what about my finances? Have faith in God. But what about my child? Oh, I know. Have faith in God. Amen. Hallelujah. because we've begun to learn the laws that govern the laws of faith.
For every expectation, every desire,
are you coming home, Dad?
Every responsibility, there's a bill that needs to be paid. When it comes to cash flow, too often we find ourselves more overcome than on top. To turn the tables, you need a paradigm shift, an awakening. To get what you've never had, you have to do what you've never done. Total immersion in the Word. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to equip you with the same life-changing tools that empowered them to annihilate financial turmoil and live an abundant, debt-free life. When activated, the 10-day spiritual action plan for complete financial breakthrough equips you to think spiritually about your finances, positioning you for financial breakthrough, paving the way for a productive attitude for wealth and prosperity. No matter what financial challenge you face, with God, all things are possible.
Request your 10-day spiritual action plan for complete financial breakthrough lifeline kit absolutely free. Take advantage of this free TV offer today by calling 800-600-7395 or go to kcm.org/TV special. Completely renew your mind to what God says about your finances and stand in faith and believe for the breakthrough you need. Request your free Lifeline kit today.
The power of God is supernatural, and we all know that, but you can't forget that the Holy Spirit makes practical help available to you at the exact same time. He wants to give you wisdom in every area of your life, including in your finances. That's why I want to encourage you today to request this free offer. It's the Financial Lifeline Kit at the end of this program. Our announcer is going to remind you how to receive your copy. Don't miss out on this very practical help. Because we get so many testimonies every month from our partners, friends, people all over the world who have learned to trust in the promises of God and how to apply the principles that they see in the Word to every area of life, including their finances. And now they're living debt-free. They're able to be a blessing to other people. And we want you to experience that exact same kind of freedom too. Amen. So don't miss out on this. Thanks for joining us on the broadcast today. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember, God loves you and we love you. And Jesus is Lord.
The Believer's Voice of Victory is available free on DVD, CD, or MP3 and MP4 downloads. Call 800-600-7395 or go to kcm.org/TV special and request your free copy. Order this week's free TV offer today and build your faith to live in victory. Expect the fabulous outpourings from heaven this year.